o'clock.
Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Good morning. We invite you to turn and face the back of the sanctuary this morning as we begin our service. We welcome you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome those tuned in on the radio this morning as well. Thanks for joining us, and the Lord's blessings to you today as well as we observe this morning the celebration of the ascension of our Lord as he rose up into the heavens and sits as intercessor for us at the right hand of God and continues to provide us his strength and grace through his constant presence. We worship him and celebrate him this morning as our Lord and Savior. And we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For this has deserved your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. Is a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, all our sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join together in our processional hymn this morning, 821, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. Our introit this morning from Psalm 110. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings on the day of his wrath.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. We continue with our Kyrie spoken this morning. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind and continually dwell there with him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. Our first reading this morning on our celebration of the Ascension comes from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite you now to join us in our responsive psalm this morning. That's from Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy.
The Lord Most High is seated here, a great king over all the earth.
He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet.
He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob who loved us.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm.
God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne.
The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham.
For the shield of the earth belongs to God. He is highly exalted.
O God, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our epistle lesson this morning from Ephesians chapter 1. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the congregation to please stand and face the cross this morning as we sing our Alleluia and read the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their mind to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and the forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." He led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We sing our doxology. Please be seated. Would you join us now in singing our hymn of the day for our celebration of the Ascension? That's hymn 525, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Remember these famous words? It is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Do you know who wrote those words? Famous poem or poet named Alfred Tennyson. He also penned some words that bring out the meaning of our text this morning from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. In his poem entitled Locksley Hall, Lord Tennyson wrote these words, and they repeat twice in this poem. They're simple. The words are these: knowledge comes, but wisdom lingers. Knowledge comes, but wisdom lingers. And our Lord gives us some true wisdom that lingers on in our hearts and minds this morning. when he does for us what he did for his disciples in our gospel reading in verse 45. It was there in that verse that our text records this, that he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And it's an amazing statement by our gospel writer, because he uses the same word for opened in Mark's gospel in the 7th chapter, when Jesus miraculously heals the mute man. Deaf and mute he was until Jesus. His ears were opened by Christ. His tongue was released. And certainly, once our minds, as the text is telling us, once our minds are opened to understand the scriptures, the same amazing reality occurs. Our ears are opened to hear of God's love for us. That he's not against us, as we might suppose in our own mind when we feel guilty or shameful, but he's for us, and he loves us. And our tongues are then loosed to speak as well the wonderful, miraculous love of Christ at his cross and in his resurrection and in his ascension into the heavens. But the word translated to opened has much to do with the mind, the organ that controls the ears and the mouth. In Acts chapter 17, verse 3, this same word is translated not to opened like it is here, but to explained. As the Apostle Paul reasoned with the Jews in the synagogue about the real meaning of the scriptures, there he explained, or he opened to them, that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God, the promised Messiah of the Old Testament. And we can see this connection in our gospel reading this morning, earlier in the reading, in verse 27, where Jesus does explain, this is what verse 27 tells us before our pericope, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. But then in verse 45, we see the miracle. Not unlike the man in Mark chapter 7, where by his divine power and word, he opens their minds to understand the scriptures. And we wonder, what took place? What did he actually do? Not so much how did he open their minds, because we know that he has power to do all things. But more so, what did they understand in the scriptures when he opened their minds to understand? What does it really mean to understand the scriptures? This is an interesting question. This morning, God has a miracle for us too. How? Because we see within the meaning of this word, understand. The precise details of what Jesus did for his disciples that day in Luke 24 and what Jesus does for us. That sounds kind of weird to put it the way I'm going to put it, but you know, hang in there. To understand God, ooh, a lofty presumption. To understand his word, we'll actually have to flip the word understand around backwards. It's kind of a neat reality, because if we'll do that, we'll see its real meaning, and we'll find that we too are benefactors of his miracle. But we'll see also, as we do that, how terribly we define what it means to understand normally and in our everyday thinking. See, the word understand comes from an old German word, unterstehen, which means, flip it around, it's a preposition and a verb. Understand, flip it over, stand under. If you flip it, it's easy to grasp. It means to be subordinate. In the old German, when we think about understanding something today, sin has us thinking about that backwards, exactly backwards. When we define what it means to understand something, we'll do it this way, like to fully grasp, we'll say, or master something. When we say, oh, I understand, we mean now I have command or mastery over this or that thing, this or that information. But watch out when it comes to the Word of God. Of it, no one will ever have mastery or command. In fact, our engagement with its reality is exactly not that definition of what it means to understand it. This is where it's amazing. It's incredible. John's gospel tells us that Jesus is the Word made flesh. In his writing in chapter 1. So when we deal with the scriptures, we deal with God himself. It's true. Therefore, we cannot approach him with that intent of our previous definition of what it means to understand. If we do, it's quite a lofty presumption. We can't approach him that way, thinking that we need to have mastery of his word, command of this word, or that we can learn to use it for our own purposes. But sadly, that's often what we do when we try to understand God and his word. So we want to gain the knowledge. Why? So we can accomplish what we want. So things will go well with us. So we'll stop hurting. So the pain will just go away. It's not the idea at all. Instead, Jesus opens our minds to truly understand the scriptures, but he means something completely different than we do. He means to stand under the scriptures. That's the gift. That's the miracle. That through the message of Jesus dying for us, rising from the grave, and as we celebrate today, ascending up into the heavens for us, that through that message, Jesus speaks his word and opens our minds to what? He gives us the ability to stand under, which we did not possess before his gift of faith. And brothers and sisters, it's incredible the way he does this. He does it through mercy. He does it through forgiveness as he leads us by his kindness to him, to stand under him, to receive those gifts. To stand under, to be subordinate to God, is what it means to understand the scriptures. And he gives us this ability through those gifts. Literally, when he forgives you and I of our sins, we stand under him. And he's repositioned the whole reality so that it works correctly, that we might, as we would put it, understand or comprehend. But there's plenty other synonyms. If we want to know anything or grasp anything about God or about theology or about the gospel or about Jesus or anything else, we must, by grace through faith, set aside that lust to control in the mind, that lust to completely master this or totally grasp the realities of God. When it comes to God, to understand him is exactly to stand under him, to be who you and I were created to be to begin with, what humans actually are people who existed under God and in His kingdom and now by grace through faith do again in Christ. Not trying to master Him, not trying to stand above Him and say, hey God, I look around this world and I don't see like this good God controlling everything, so you better answer up, buddy. Stand under and understand. When Jesus opens our minds through the gift of faith to this amazing reality, we start to see it how it actually is. I'll show you a couple examples real quick. Think about the doctrine that we call the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. Deuteronomy chapter 6, the Jewish Shema says, the Lord thy God is one. But then the scripture reveals God in three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And what do we say oftentimes as we approach this doctrine? I can't understand. Brothers and sisters, we stand under. Or even what's on the altar today, the Lord's Supper. Jesus says, this is my body. This is my blood. We see bread. We see wine. We taste bread. We taste wine. And yet, the scripture tells us that it's Him. That it's truly His body and His blood that we partake of. And that by it we receive the gifts that come from His body that He gave to His church. And we say, what? I don't really understand. He opens our minds to understand the scriptures, to stand under. Instead of this lofty approach that we're all so prone to take. Which is not what we were created to be. The same lofty approach that Eve decided to take upon the temptation of the serpent. Same one. Back to the good God in control of a world where there's trouble. We don't understand everything that's going on. We see trouble and we hear the Word of God telling us that God is in control of these things, that there's none more powerful than He, and that He loves us, and that He cares for us, and that He provides for us. And then when we look around and we seek to understand, we cease in our minds to stand under. And therefore, start to doubt, and like Peter on the sea, we start to sink, and God grabs a hold of us and changes the way we think and opens up our minds to understand His word that we might know that He is our God, and He tells us the truth, and His promises will never change, and He will never break them, despite what we see with our eyes or hear with our ears. We see how He does this miracle too. You know how God, how Jesus does this thing? It's the most amazing. When the world was busy trying to understand God in the wrong way, like we've pointed out this morning, then we have John in his gospel in chapter 3 tell us that God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. See, how did God help us stand under? But He sent Jesus to understand us. And He came and He lived and He served and He died at the hands of sinful humans. And literally stood under us. In order to bring us the love and the forgiveness of God in Christ. I pray this morning that as we see this beautiful reality of what Jesus has done for us, that we continue to think about this throughout our week. What it means to understand the God of all creation is to stand under the truth of His Word. And that's the gift He gave you in your faith in the waters of baptism. And may that gift, well, in the word of the poet, may it linger and linger and linger in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. This time we invite the congregation to please stand if you're able as we confess our faith this morning to the words of the Nicene Creed. They're printed for you there in the bulletin on beginning on page 8. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom I have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and His Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Be seated. We now come to the time in our service for our prayer of the church. Our response for our prayers this morning is, Lord, have mercy. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all the faithful gathered again in the presence of the King, that they may dwell in His house for all the days of their lives and gaze upon His beauty manifested here in the Word and the Sacrament, let us pray to the Lord. For the ministers of the Church and for faithful believers, that they would be sent to proclaim God's name, just as the Father sent His Son and the Son sent His apostles, let us pray to the Lord. For all God's children who are hated by the world because they are not of the world, that holding fast to His word, not one of them would be lost, let us pray to the Lord. For our president, governor, Congress, legislature, and judges, that the Lord would teach them the testimony of the truth and make them wise and effective in their offices, let us pray to the Lord. For all those who are sick or in distress, and for those who have asked for our prayers, we name before the altar now the family of Vicky Curzon, Bill Van Giesen, William Tanner, Emily Johnson and family, John Brownell, Ava Hoffman, Leonard V. Hill, Sean Austin, Jim and Linda Holman, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Geary, Betty Gray, Sandy Santisteven, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Don Hermanson, and those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. that holding the Son of God in faithful hearts, they may have eternal life and an answer for all their prayers. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who eat and drink the Savior's body and blood, that they would receive his light and salvation, grow strong and courageous in heart, and never fail to have hope as they await his deliverance. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who offer these petitions, that they would be one just as the Father and Son are one, and that they would be sanctified in the truth of God's word. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, your Son in his incarnation took on our human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. He submitted to his mother, honoring and obeying her, so fulfilling the commandment where we have not always fulfilled it. On this Mother's Day, graciously accept our thanksgiving for our mothers, whom you have given to us. Teach us to honor them aright, loving and obeying and giving thanks for them as is fitting in your sight. Strengthen all women with child and give them safe delivery. Comfort all women who long to have children but cannot, that they may find their consolation in you and your unfailing love. And bless and grant your peace to those whose mothers are with you, O Lord. And comfort our hearts as we eagerly await the day when we are reunited with them upon your return. Remind us all that they are not far away, but that wherever you are, O Lord, there also is every believer. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We come to the time in our service where our offerings are collected and presented this morning. As the offerings are collected and brought to the altar, we'll enjoy an instrumental piece by our organist. This time we invite the congregation to please stand if you're able for our service of the sacrament this morning. Service begins on page 10 in your bulletin. If you've been joining us on the radio this morning, we thank you for tuning in. We wish you the Lord's blessings throughout your week and his protection and favor upon you each and every day. If you're gathered with us here in the sanctuary, we begin on page 10 with the preface. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ,
only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
And you've been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM. KSPK.